New released data show that the UK has tripled the use of armed drones in Afghanistan over the past 4 years. The report by the UK's Defence Ministry indicates that in 2008, British forces conducted 296 drone missions in Afghanistan. The figure dramatically rose to 892 in 2012, with missiles being fired in 92 cases. The data has been published by the UK's Minister of State for the Armed Forces in response to one of the country's parliamentarians. However, there is no data on Afghan civilian casualties caused by the attacks. The release of the report has created uproar in Afghanistan, with President Hamid Karzai's spokesperson condemning the strikes. Professor Marvin Weinbaum with the Middle East Institute joins me on the phone from Washington. Welcome to the program. So, Professor, the war in Afghanistan is reaching its height regarding drone strikes. I mean, why doesn't the Afghan government intervene?
Well, you see what's happened now. As the British and the American forces reduced their role and their numbers, the tendency here now to go to drones will increase because the involvement here is really a matter of supporting the Afghan security forces, and they are clamoring for air support. So that's why we've seen a spike in it, and we're probably going to see continued increase in drone attacks.
All right, Professor, if the use of drones is illegal, can Washington be brought to the International Criminal Court for this?
Well, I don't know that it's illegal. I don't know of any international law that specifically speaks about it being illegal. What is, of course, a moral issue is that when there are innocents who are killed as a result of that, that would be the issue that would be facing the international community. But what you're talking really about is that Hamid Karzai, responding to political feeling, I should say popular feelings in the country, does call for a reduction in the use of drone attacks. And here, there may be some difference between Karzai and his own military.
And very briefly, Professor, how much can these countries, the target Muslim countries, including Afghanistan, Pakistan, and Somalia and Yemen, how much can the government of these countries hold Washington accountable and do something about this drone attack?
Yeah, it depends on the country. In Yemen, there was for the longest time a condoning of the use of drones, and I'm not sure that that doesn't continue. And in Pakistan, of course, we know that the Pakistanis, for a good deal of the time, were providing information which enabled drones to take place. Now, the last drone attack in Pakistan was against the Al-Qaeda Haqqani network, and that was not something that the Pakistan army agreed to, but other attacks they have.
Indeed. We'll leave it there for the time. Many thanks to Professor Marvin Weinbaum from Washington.